RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
He's coming off of a medical circumstance different than the injury circumstance, and so certainly he has a certain level of health. But we want to be, you know, cautious about how we work him back into the fold. And certainly he's done appropriate things in that area as well. And as I mentioned last week, I'm sure you guys will be hearing from him sooner rather than later directly.
That was Mike Tomlin. He expounded upon that earlier today, saying he's optimistic that T.J. Watt will play. But that was him talking about his pass rusher who has been out with a punctured lung.
Well, if they're talking about him being made available to the media, that's usually in a situation where they think a guy is at least in contention to play. And obviously this situation, there's a lot of intrigue with PAs looking into it and what happened here with this acupuncture situation and whether that injury, you know, whether there's negligence or what have you.
We had that similar situation with Tyrod Taylor a few years back.
Yeah, but that was it was pretty obvious.
Yes.
That was gross negligence in real time. That investigation didn't take a long time. Look, they're a much better team with him, and he has made a career out of wrecking the Ravens.
Yes.
If he's able to play, even if it's on some sort of a pitch count, it only takes a couple of snaps for him to make a difference.
Yeah, and in that first game, he had six tackles, a tackle for a loss, and a quarterback hit. Alex Highsmith really got off in that football game against the Ravens. But T.J. Watt, historically in his career, he always brings it against the Ravens.
So here's Mike Tomlin talking about all his injured guys earlier today.
Darnell Washington is out. He had surgery on his broken arm this morning, and so he won't be available to us. Thankfully, all other guys I'm about to mention – have some level of optimism in terms of their availability. Calvin Austin, who missed the last game with a hamstring, definitively has a chance. Brandon Echols, same thing with his groin. James Pierre, same thing with his calf. Isaac Seumalo, same thing with his tricep injury. Malik Harrison's got a bone bruise that was sustained in game. It may limit him at the early portions of the week, but optimistic certainly about his inclusion. And although I hadn't seen TJ today, optimistic about his potential inclusion in this game. We'll work him up throughout the course of the week and let the amount of participation and the quality of participation be our guide in terms of whether or not he's a participant. But certainly I'm more optimistic this week than I have been in previous weeks as I stand here today.
Optimism
abounds.
Yeah, out in Pittsburgh, they are very optimistic, Jason.
Well, look, I mean, this is an all-or-nothing situation, and you might as well be optimistic. You want to leave the door open, and this is a playoff game, so it's not that proverbial, well, if it was a playoff game, he would play. Well, it doesn't matter. This is week 18. This is a playoff game. Has all the import of a playoff game. It's worth a lot of money to these owners. You get an extra home date.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a playoff date at that, and you could sell some playoff merch and all that stuff.
Yep, division champion merch.
Yep. So, anybody who can be cleared will be cleared.
Yeah, and all of those guys have roles or are starters on this football team. And Calvin Austin, he had a long catch down the sideline against the Ravens in the first matchup. Someone that can stretch the field,
yep.
So that would be big for them. Echols, the corner, Seumalo's, their starting guard, one of their better offensive linemen. So those would be big boost for the Steelers team.
More from Mike Tomlin speaking today. Could T.J. Watt be used situationally?
I'm open to utilizing him in any way that's appropriate relative to his availability.
Well, that's a word salad. Yes. Yeah.
Well, whatever. I mean,
yeah, he's going to be
tell
used.
Me he's got 15 snaps in him. I'll take those 15 snaps.
Yeah, it's probably likely he can't be a full go, but again, you're like, if he's got 15 snaps, he can probably make a mess of those 15 snaps.
Yeah. I mean, look, especially given the nature of this injury, that it wasn't on field, it was in the team's, like, in the team facility, but not at, on a practice field. If Tomlin's talking this optimistically about it, I don't think he's going rogue. My inclination is he's talked to Watt about this, and they all feel pretty good about Watt playing.
For sure. And some TJ Watt is a lot better than no TJ Watt at all. And look, I am nowhere near smart enough to know the impact of the collapsed lung, but I'm thinking a punctured lung, like, it's got to be tough for him to get his wind. I don't know.
I don't know how that works. No, yeah, I'm not
interested if he talks, what he says. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to ask TJ Watt.
Yeah. Unlike our friend Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, we are not doctors. No, so I don't know how the, like, how you heal the lung. Yeah. I'm curious if he had some thoughts on this, but alas, yeah, I don't know. How quick can you heal a punctured lung? Is there leakage, air leakage? I don't know. This is above my pay grade. I'm just a doofus that talks about sports, but I worry about TJ Watt's health in this situation. Like, how scary a situation is that?
I'm guessing we're not going to hear from the acupuncturist.
Yes, no,
I don't think that press conference is coming.
No, I don't think so. More from Coach Tomlin speaking today. Is he frustrated that they didn't clinch on Sunday?
Man, it's a lot of things that you could get frustrated about in our business. I've learned to kind of always move forward. My windshield is much bigger than my rear view. I'm certainly interested in learning from my experiences, but I'm equally as interested in learning from my experiences that happened much earlier in the process. It's all food for growth from my perspective. Frustration doesn't get the job done. I'm singularly focused on putting together a good plan and preparing this group for this awesome opportunity that we have.
He's frustrated. Got to be frustrated.
I mean, look, that's the NFL. I mean, look at the Rams last night. Look at the Bucs against Miami.
That's a horrific loss, Jason. Like, that's a bad.
It's a terrible loss. But so was the loss that when Flacco out-dueled them when they threw the ball 30 times to Jamar Chase for infinite touchdowns and infinite yards.
The Bills running the same play.
I mean, like that, you.
But
most
I think
of these
the Browns
teams that are
worse.
Stuck in the middle here, you could point to three or four games and be like, how the F did that happen? How did they let that happen? How did they do that to themselves? Like,
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I kind of think that's the league. Yeah, that was a joke. Losing to Shedeur Sanders and a Browns offense that had no Njoku, and then Fannin goes down and Judkins isn't playing. And
I'm very interested in talking to Jerry Dulac at 5, who covers them for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and one of his latest columns saying that was one of the worst losses of the Tomlin era. And if they end up missing the playoffs and they lose to the Ravens on Sunday, it's going to be hard to argue that. That was a team that was done, a horrific record. They had 41 yards after the half.
Fannin got hurt, they couldn't move the ball.
Your offense didn't score a touchdown in a game in which you could clinch the division, then rest everybody in Week 18.
Yeah.
One more from Mike McDonald. What do they need to do differently to get their passing game going without DK?
If they give us one-on-one playmaking opportunities, we got to make those plays. And we got to put guys in position to do so. We got very capable men. Oftentimes, I say there's a fine line between being a pro bowler and a backup. We're at the top of the food chain in terms of the football world. And so it's a reasonable expectation from my perspective, particularly with an additional week to prepare, that we put together a thoughtful plan and that we position our guys to take advantage of opportunities. And if and when they do present themselves, that we make the plays.
So I want to parse this one out because I think two things can be true. Number one, he doesn't have capable guys. But number two, the Ravens will give them opportunities.
Yes.
I think both things can be true.
100%. You'd be hard-pressed, and Calvin Austin might end up playing, but you'd be hard-pressed to find a worse receiving core than what the Steelers trotted out on Sunday. Scotty Miller, MVS, and Adam Thielen.
Pathetic.
That was their top three receivers. Like, that's
and the moot quarterback insisted on feeding them.
Yes. Hey, by the way, even if Austin plays, don't you have this odd feeling that MBS is going to lead them in targets?
I mean, maybe.
By wide receivers.
By wide targets. We could talk personnel till Cal's come home. If Aaron Rodgers plays that game like a stubborn fool, they're going to lose.
But isn't that how he – like, I thought – take it what it's worth. I think Dan Orlovsky does a great job with film study. He did it on Monday after the game. And he pointed to the fact that Rodgers is so – he's so regimented in what he likes pre-snap. He doesn't like movement. So, like, you've got two on one side, two on the other. They ran the same play three times in a row at the goal line. Because that's what Rodgers wants.
Well, he knows throwing to Warren and throwing to Gainwell worked pretty damn well against the Ravens last time. It's worked really well for him all year. And he's going to go back and watch the film and say, I'm trying to make these guys go get 50-50 balls when they're 75% covered. And so many times his sideline throws had no chance whether the guy was no. If the guy was open, he still wasn't getting there. So I guess he's going to recalibrate, but I don't know.
Well, I'll say this too, guys. Even with the horrible options they has to throw the football, if the Ravens have a similar pass rush to what they had in the first matchup, he's going to pick them apart.
Yeah.
They weren't even close to hitting him.
Coming up next, speaking of the Ravens defense, it's time for some necessary roughness. Their secondary stinks. How bad is it? We'll tell you next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.